This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran said Monday it has quadrupled its uranium enrichment capacity as the war of words between Tehran and Washington shows little sign of cooling off. Iran could soon exceed the amount of material it is allowed to stockpile under the international nuclear deal it agreed to last year. The United States pulled out of the deal last year, and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced 2 weeks ago that he's pulling out of some parts of the deal as well, including the condition that Iran sell excess amounts of uranium to other nations. Middle East expert Suzanne Maloney with the Brookings Institution says Iran's announcement is not surprising, given that the United States has already pulled out of the agreement.
So when you have one side that has exited the deal, it becomes more difficult for the international community to push back on the Iranians for failing to comply precisely to the limits of that agreement.
President Trump on Monday hinted that the United States might be willing to negotiate with Iran, but said Iran's leaders should only call when they're ready to deal.
We've not talked about it. We'll see what happens. If they called, we would certainly negotiate, but that's going to be up to them. I'd only want them to call if they're ready. If they're not ready, they don't have to bother.
Iranian leaders say they do not want war, but have shown no interest so far in talks with the United States. The United Nations is expressing concern over the reported cutoff of water to the Libyan capital, Tripoli, by an armed group. A UN spokesman told reporters on Monday that a group of attackers stormed the city's main water distribution station and closed off the valve supplying water to Tripoli and other cities in northwest Libya. He said the cutoff has affected some 2 million people. While some districts of Tripoli are already experiencing low water pressure, the full effect of the cutoff is expected to hit hard in the next couple of days. This is VOA News. The city of Chicago has a new mayor who's breaking ground in a number of ways. Lori Lightfoot is Chicago's first black female leader, as well as its first openly gay one. She has pledged to institute police reform and to fight the city's high rate of violent crime. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
The fiercest resistance to the mayor in Chicago will come from rank-and-file police officers and the union that represents them. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. health officials report 41 new cases of measles were reported across the United States last week, bringing the total number of cases for the year to 880. That's the highest total since 1994. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said outbreaks have been reported in 24 states. Measles were declared eradicated in the United States in 2000, but they've had a resurgence in the wake of the anti-vaccine movement. Parents who do not vaccinate their children often cite religious concerns or health concerns. Sweden issued on Monday a formal request to detain WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's currently in jail in Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Swedish prosecutor says if the court decides to detain Assange on probable cause suspected for rape, a European arrest warrant will be issued. The development sets up a possible future tug of war between Sweden and the US over any extradition of Assange from Britain. In that eventuality, British authorities will have to decide any conflict between a European arrest warrant and the US extradition request for Assange. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Television comedian Volodymyr Zelensky took the oath of office Monday as the new president of Ukraine. As expected, he immediately dissolved Ukraine's parliament and he called for snap elections. He also announced that his main goal is to achieve a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, where government troops have been fighting with Russia-backed separatists for 5 years. The conflict has killed about 13,000 people. Zelensky said he's ready to do everything in order to prevent more Ukrainian deaths. He said he's not afraid of taking difficult decisions or giving up his popularity. And election officials have announced Indonesian President Joko Widodo, or Jokowi, has won last month's presidential election with 55% of the vote. He defeated his competitor, who only had 45.5% of the vote. VOA News.